Humboldt County's pot cops, known as MET, Marijuana Enforcement Team, were in the Berry Summit area of Humboldt County off of Highway 299 last week. MET deputies were assisted by the California Department of Fish and Wildlife and Humboldt County's Hazardous Waste. We reached out to MET for details on the eradication efforts and environmental damages associated with the busted indoor cultivation site.
So MET is the marijuana enforcement team for the county. We have two deputies, and I'm the supervisor. I'm Lieutenant Conan Moore with the Sheriff's Office. So on the 17th of April, 2024, MET, along with Fish and Wildlife and County Hazmat, responded to a property in the area of Berry Summit, eastern portion of the county. We investigated one parcel. This parcel did not have the required county or state licenses to cultivate cannabis commercially. During the service of our search warrant, we located and eradicated 8,334 growing marijuana plants. We seized and destroyed 75 pounds of cannabis bud, 55 pounds of cannabis shake, and 74 pounds of processed cannabis. We located two large diesel tanks that were leaking fuel onto the ground, along with several large oil spills. And then Fish and Wildlife biologists located four violations of obstructing and diverting the flow of a stream, which is Fish and Game 1602. They also located 10 Fish and Game 5650s, which is the unlawful to pollute into state waters, and also seven violations of Fish and Game 5652, which is the unlawful deposit of garbage or waste into state waters. We did not arrest anybody on scene, as we didn't find anybody, but we are referring the case to the DA's office for prosecution.
Lieutenant Moore shared that indoor cultivation is seemingly on the rise again.
Yeah, for sure. We're definitely starting to see another increase. I mean, over the years, we've seen the diesel grows and big grows like this, and then they kind of went away, and now they're seems like they're starting to come back. But almost every time when we do find these big outdoor diesel grows, just because of the nature of the generators, the diesel fuel, all that stuff, they have a lot more pollution violations that go along with these grows.
Though this particular parcel has not had any previous marijuana eradication efforts known to Moore, the perpetrators are known assailants to the MET team. The Humboldt County Lieutenant shared the next steps in this case, including possible parcel remediation.
So now what'll happen is we file a charge with the DA's office on our end. Fish and Wildlife will send the property owner an NOV and try to work with the property owner to get it cleaned up. If the property owner, which sometimes happens, is unwilling to respond or to do the cleanup themselves, then they will have their state's attorney possibly take the case, at which time they will try to get the property cleaned up, or at least try to get money to where Fish and Wildlife can get a company to go out and clean up the sites. I mean, for MET, I know Fish and Game did well, but for MET, our big thing, that's all we want is when we get to these sites, is we want them to be cleaned up. We're not looking to put people in prison or do any of that, but we just want to get the violations cleaned up, because all these streams and creeks go into our waterways, which everybody has their family in the summertime playing in the water, and we, most communities, drink from these waterways. So,
in a parting message to cannabis industry workers, legal or otherwise, Moore shared a particular focus for the county's MET efforts, asking for industry workers to be vigilant in fighting an adjacent labor crime.
What we're seeing this last few years is human trafficking on a labor trafficking scale, and that's something we're really focusing on. So, I mean, for growers, workers, anybody, but if they know of people that are being labor trafficked or sexually trafficked, to please contact the sheriff's office. We'd like to speak with them. We're trying to get help to these people and see if we can get them resources and get them help in getting out of these situations.
No arrests were made during the operation, but the case will be reviewed by the DA's office. Additional violations with civil fines are anticipated to be filed by the assisting agencies. Individuals with information about this case or related criminal activity are encouraged to contact the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office at 707-445-7251 or by contacting the Sheriff's Office Crime Tip Line at 707-268-2539. For KMUD News, I'm Lisa Music.